Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everyone. Judge Andrew Napolitano here for Judging Freedom. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. We're pretending it's Friday because of other commitments tomorrow. So it's the end of the day for us, the end of the week. It's the Intelligence Community Roundtable with Ray McGovern and Larry Johnson. Gentlemen, a pleasure. Thank you for coming back on the show. You each were on earlier in the week. Much appreciated. I want to start with what's going on in the House of Representatives. And to you first, Larry, if the House votes to give the additional $60 billion to Ukraine, what does that do for them?
Nothing. People helps are called Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, Raytheon. Shareholders of those stocks, they'll be happy. Northrop Grumman. So this money, you know, I've said all along, I thought that this money would get approved at some point. If for no other reason, because one, it's an election year. Two, the most likely beneficiaries of this is not going to be Ukraine. Because that money's not going to buy you soldiers. And even if it bought new equipment, there's nobody to operate the equipment. So this is really more about, let's call it, election year grift.
Ray, do you agree if the $61 billion actually passes, does Ukraine have even the slightest increased chance of winning over where it is now?
The answer to that is clearly no. They're out of troops. There's no way that any armaments that are now ready to be used can get to them in the next few months. Let's see, during the entire year, the Russians are on the march. It's not going to work, even if the $60 billion are approved. The only thing that I can envisage is that they could pay some salaries of civil servants and maybe the army in Ukraine. What's the bigger picture here? Well, Larry, as usual, has put his finger on it. It's the military-industrial complex. It's filthy lucre. Now, what was most crass about this whole episode was I watched the Senate committee. I read the entire Senate talk about, not the entire Senate, the Senate that was the committee that was ruling on these extra appropriations, okay, over $100 billion.
Right.
And each one of those senators said, and I repeat almost verbatim, look, most of this money is going to stay right here. It's going to fund defense industries. It's going to give you jobs. So don't be mistaken. Most of this money stays right here. It was so crass. There was only one, Chris von Hollen, who refused to say that little meme. So it was obvious from the beginning. Now, there are political realities here. I don't know what Mike Johnson is going to do, but we have that 25-cent bet, Judge, that in my view, he'll have the guts for lots of reasons not to bring it to the floor.
Oh, God. I hope I lose that bet with you. Ray, General Cavoli, I know none of us is a big fan of his, but he did tell Brussels earlier this week that the ratio of artillery shells Russia to Ukraine is 5-1, and that soon it will be 10-1. Does anybody seriously think that anything can save Ukraine now, short of negotiating for peace?
No, because there are no shells around. Zelensky and everybody else, NATO has been shopping around for 155 millimeter shells. They ain't around. Now, Cavoli, I applaud him. It was a whole year ago, March of last year, when he fessed up to the congressional committee here, and he said, "Look, we miscalculated. The Russians are a lot stronger. They have just rehabilitated themselves. We have really miscalculated this whole thing. So let's get with the program." And that was a year ago. Where are the 155 millimeter shells? Well, we don't have them still. So, to lead the Ukrainians once again to believe that they could take on the Russians, that was a criminal offense on the part of our military. It makes me ashamed to have had to wear the uniform way back when during Vietnam. We have no leaders that tell the truth now. Even, what's his name, Austin is talking about, no, it's not even a genocide. And no, it's not a genocide in Gaza. Give me a break.
We have General Austin or Secretary Austin saying that we'll get it to in a minute. But here he is with Larry, with Senator Tuberville, who asked him directly, can Ukraine win?
I heard Secretary Blinken say last week in Brussels that Ukraine will soon be in NATO. You agree with that?
That's the goal of the NATO members is to...
General, can Ukraine win?
Yes.
What does that look like?
Well, what we've said all along is we want to see Ukraine remain a sovereign, independent, democratic state that has the ability to defend its sovereign territory and deter aggression. And that's been our aim from the very beginning, and it remains our aim. But yes, they can be successful.
Does he expect anybody to believe him, Larry?
The guy doesn't have any sense of irony. Oh, we want Ukraine to be sovereign, except they're utterly, completely dependent on us for everything that they have to keep their government running. They're like a junkie, and we're their pimp or their drug pusher, okay? So, the great position to be in. Oh, democracy? Yeah, they've shut down all opposition parties. Closed opposition newspapers, gone after the Russian Orthodox Church, and maybe what he's projecting is what the Biden administration would like to see happen in the United States. So, here you got a guy that's so out of touch with reality that he, it's sort of like Bill Clinton said, depends on what the definition of sex is. Here, he doesn't know what the definition of victory is.
So, Ray, how do other people that work for him, how do senior members of the military who must know what you and Larry and McGregor and Ritter and Matt Ho and Karen Kwiatkowski and the others have told us, how do they react when they hear their boss say, yes, Ukraine can win, we're preserving a Jeffersonian democracy?
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Judge, the honest ones have long since left or been weeded out. You don't get promoted to the level below Austin unless you're a yes person, yes man or yes woman. And so Austin set the stage when he was head of CENTCOM, and when he was running the war, the undeclared war in Syria, And his analysts down there in Tampa at CENTCOM were telling him, look, there's no chance you're going to win that thing. These are a bunch of creeps, and you can arm them. You know what? You're never going to know what happens to them. And he falsified the information, told the president, oh, it's going fine. And he had 51 analysts from not only CENTCOM, but from the Defense Intelligence Agency, sue the Inspector General of the Pentagon, coming out against their supervisor, massaging and falsifying the intelligence that he was giving to the president. So he's got a long record of this. Besides that, you know, he doesn't really seem to know much about military strategy. Otherwise, he never would have approved the false notion that Ukraine could prevail over the Russians that stand right close by. It's just, you know, it's really, as I say, it's kind of criminal deception to have led Zelensky and all his coterie around to think that, oh, yeah, we're good enough, even though we're several thousand miles away, we'll support you as long as it takes. Because as Obama said, when Biden was vice president, look, we shouldn't really give the Ukrainians the idea that they could possibly win against the much stronger Russia on the other side of the border. Obama, that's why we wouldn't give them military weapons.
Here's one more on this, Larry. So this is a combination of Secretary Blinken saying Ukraine will join NATO, and Senator Tuberville asking Secretary Austin if he agrees, number 11.
Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge.
I heard Secretary Blinken say last week in Brussels that Ukraine will soon be in NATO. You agree with that?
That's the goal of the NATO members, is to at some point bring Ukraine into NATO, and that's certainly something that Ukraine wants to see.
If you're Russia, would you want that? I'm just asking. I mean, we're playing games with Russia right now. I just want to understand why we would do that.
Certainly, if I was Russia, I would not want that, Senator. I would also not want Finland and Sweden to be a part of NATO, and they are. And the reason that they are is because Putin invaded his neighbor. And you know, without provocation, without justification, and so that's why we are where we are. And you know, instead of making things better for himself, he had the effect of enlarging NATO, which obviously creates worse conditions for him.
Larry, was then general, four-star General Austin asleep in 2014?
A question I have for you is, are you practicing new terrorist interrogation techniques? Showing me those two back to back, I'd rather be waterboarded, okay? Waterboard me, please. Good God, there's such a mountain of lies.
Your colleagues have accused me of doing the same by trying to raise their blood pressure.
Those two guys, they could get into the manure sales business, given what they put out. They would fertilize all of America with that. This, to not understand the context of what it means to bring Ukraine into NATO and to think that that is going to be acceptable to Russia. Of course, you know, I think at this stage, once Russia finishes dismantling Ukraine's military, they'll say, sure, let them join. It's going to be like having the quadruple amputee join a baseball team. You know, no good for anything except watching. And that's all Ukraine will be able to do is watch. Russia will have completely stripped them of their military capability. Just as right now they're stripping them of their ability to even turn on light bulbs.
Well, all right, Ray,
chime in on...
Before we transition to...
On Austin, yeah.
One more Austin to show you, because it involves our friend Medea Benjamin. Go ahead, Ray.
Oh, okay. If Benjamin's in it, then I'll watch it.
No, she's not in it. It's right after she was, but go ahead.
No, the curious thing in here is that Senator Tuberville is asking the right question, okay? And even more astounding is that Austin, instead of saying something sensible off his own head, quotes Stoltenberg from last fall, who famously before the EU Parliament said, look, the Russians didn't want to enlarge NATO. They say, you let Ukraine into NATO, that will be very bad, and we will have to invade Ukraine. We said, no, Ukraine comes into NATO. So what did they get? Oh, they got Finland. They got Sweden. So now, instead of holding down NATO, it is in the large NATO. So what's the secret there? The head of NATO says, the Russians told us, if you keep on trying to get Ukraine into NATO, we will have to invade Ukraine. He says that out loud after 2 years of denying that. That was what it was all about. So here's Austin memorizing rotely what the Secretary General of NATO said, Stoltenberg, and repeating it as though, you know, that makes any sense. That, yeah, we got Finland and Sweden, and ha, 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 it's enlarged. They're never going to get Ukraine in unless there's a third world war. Somebody should put that through Austin's head.
One more Austin, Larry, but this is somebody else that we probably disagree with, Senator Tom Cotton. So these are friendly questions. Medea Benjamin and company had just disrupted the hearing with their hands painted red, and they got thrown out. And then Tom Cotton's turn to interrogate Senator Austin and cut 14. Here's what happened.
I want to address what the protesters raised earlier. Is Israel committing genocide in Gaza?
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that,
to my knowledge. Yeah. You stand accused by those protesters of greenlighting genocide. Would you like to respond to that accusation?
What I would say, Senator Cotton, from the very beginning is that we committed to help assist Israel in defending its territory and its people by providing security assistance. And I would remind everybody that, you know, what happened on October 7th was absolutely horrible. Numbers of Israeli citizens killed, and then a couple of hundred Israeli citizens taken hostage.
American citizens as well. So you deny the accusation that you greenlit genocide?
I absolutely deny. Okay.
Sorry, Larry, more torture. Yeah. Remember, he's under oath when he's saying there's no genocide.
Well, you know, at least Joe Biden has an excuse. Biden's got dementia, Alzheimer's. You know, he can't remember what he said. Austin doesn't have that problem. Austin is just being fundamentally dishonest. To compare October 7th, where 1,100 lives were lost, and the majority of those were killed by the Israelis, not by Hamas, with the loss of over 33,000, primarily civilians, the vast majority, with over 15,000 children. And to draw a parallel between those as if one justifies the other. You know, the sad fact here is the United States is an enabler of murder. And that didn't hit home until, the seven aid workers last week with World Central Kitchen got slaughtered by the Israelis, massacred, ambushed, use whatever term you want. So this is, there's going to be a price to pay here for the United States. You can't build up this kind of bad karma and come out on a good side.
That Q&A, Ray, between Senator Cotton and Secretary Austin lasted 63 seconds. Chris Leonard counted the secretary saying, more than 50 times. For time to craft an answer.
Yeah, he couldn't rely on Stoltenberg this time. So he had to rely on all the other propagandists that always say, remember October 7th, remember October 7th. Now, you know, the way he handled that, Austin, shows that he's not very smart, because it would have been very easy for them to say, hey, that's not my department. The Defense Department doesn't rule on whether it's genocide or not. So I'm not, you know, you ought to ask my boss, the president, about that. And he didn't even have the common sense to do that. He's intimidated by that punk called Tom Cotton.
Yeah. Larry, Max Blumenthal pointed out to us that there's only one country in the world that uses 2,000-pound bombs in urban areas, and that's Israel, and only one country in the world supplies them, and that's the U.S. John Mearsheimer calls this mass murder.
Yeah, I mean, it's not being used against any military targets. I would disagree with Max, though, that Russia's using glide bombs in cities, you know, Avdiivka as an example, and, you know, they're smaller places, but they're using them against military entrenchments. They're using them against people that have guns that can shoot back. Israel's using it against hospitals, schools, aid, UN relief centers, and then just refugee living quarters. And so it's without excuse, without justification. But, and that's what, again, under any kind of criminal law, the United States is an accessory to murder. Very simple.
Ray, I'm going to take some credit for talking Donald Trump into his animosity toward FISA. And yesterday he very vociferously said, you know, let FISA die. Also yesterday, there was a vote in the House of Representatives, which will prevent the reenactment of Section 702 of FISA that allows the spying on foreigners and Americans without search warrants from coming to the floor in the form that Speaker Johnson wanted it. Do you think there's a chance that 702 will die? Because if they don't reenact it by April 19th, which is next Friday, it's gone.
Judge, I do hope that it'll die. But I have to tell you that for expert advice on this one, I rely on Ed Snowden, who tweeted just yesterday, sure, prohibit it, get it dead, but please be realistic. The FBI, Department of so-called Justice, is going to find easy ways around this. They won't stop what they're doing because they have never been held accountable. They'll keep doing it. So there's a measure of realism that says, yeah, do it, prohibit it, end it, okay? You know, what I remember is back in 2004 when Ashcroft was in the hospital and Alberto Gonzalez runs in. He wants him to sign the reauthorization of this kind of bill, right? And Bob Mueller and Jim Comey appear on the scene saying, no, you can't do that. Great theater. What happened 3 days later?
He signed it.
Gave him the same thing, and right, they signed it. So great theater, these guys, Comey, Mueller, and the rest of them. But they have no respect for...
Larry, I'm going to guess that you agree with Ray and with Snowden. It almost doesn't matter what the House authorizes. The feds will spy anyway. That's the sad, despicable state of affairs, even though every one of them took the same oath that the two of you took and that I took, which is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, which includes the Fourth Amendment.
But what we've seen is a complete politicization of the intelligence community and of the FBI, where they've become political tools of one political party in particular, and have worked extensively to support the Democrats and go after conservative Republicans. Mainstream Republicans, they get a pass, but the Republicans that back people like Donald Trump, they're the targets. And seeing this, I mean, it's across the board. It's in the judiciary. It's not just in federal court. We're seeing it in state courts as well. And it's this kind of corruption that really brought down the Soviet Union. And I'm afraid it's going to do the same to us.
Well,
let me Let me interject here.
Sure.
You know, Congress is supposed to exercise oversight, of course. Nobody's been at this longer than Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. When an FBI lawyer falsified documents to enable acquiring a FISA document, he got off free. No jail time, no nothing, a little probation. And what Senator Grassley did in his own hand on a tweet or an X is what he says, you know, there it is. They will not hold people responsible. This is the Department of Just Us. Not justice, but just us. Ha, ha, ha. Well, that's Senator Grassley. It's his job to make sure this doesn't happen. It's just accepting it. Well, that's the way it is. It's the Department of Just Us, meaning what Larry has been referring to, the deep state and the intelligence community.
I always like what the late, great Bill Sapphire used to call it, the Department of Political Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing. Guys, thank you very much. Thanks for today. Thanks for the roundtable. Thanks for your appearances earlier this week. We'll see you again early next week. Same day, same time as usual. All the best.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Judge. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for watching. Next week, all of your regulars right back here. Judge Napolitano for Judging Freedom.